Why would God create all the other religions? I suggest God didn't create the other religions. It was a sinful, broken people who created other religions. And that we went through on one of the weeks, we talked about the whole issue of creation versus evolution. Did God create? Everybody has to make their decision on that. I gave the rationale why we would think there is a creation. But then why would God allow? We talked about that in week three. And we talked about how God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. You remember that? That was just last week. So God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. The other religions of the world, it's their expressions of being able to turn away from the true God and still feel I've got powerful beyond me. I've got power beyond me without having to submit to the God who says you must bow the knee to me. You see, I would say this. The thing I see about every one of us, let's admit it. We want to be our own boss. We don't want somebody to tell us what to do and how we're to live, and particularly when a lot of what he says go against our feelings of what we would love to do and enjoy doing. Even if those things hurt us, we want to do them. Don't tell me, God, I can't do that. And so that is the Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who, and here's the term I used, suppress the truth of God in unrighteousness. That's what religion is. Religion is suppressing the truth of God in unrighteousness. Because innately, we believe there's something beyond us, and we don't want to submit. Much better to create a God that we don't have to worry about because he's not written anything. He's not told us that, you know, I do what I want to do. So that would be the I think a good answer from the Christian faith as to that.